Quality Health Food on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Linda from Quality Health Foods back in the studio for another Quality Health Foods question. You can send your questions in to us via our Twitter at Stray FM or via the website strayfm.com, of course. So let's get the next question, which comes from Gwen.
My six-month-old grandson is suffering with eczema. My poor daughter-in-law is at a wit's end. Do you have any suggestions that might help?
Poor thing. Eczema is a dry, itchy skin condition that affects up to actually one in five children.
It's very common, particularly for very small children, isn't it?
It is very, very common. And it generally, most children grow out of it by the time they get to the teenagers, but that doesn't make it any easier whilst you're a baby, does it? And it means the skin's barrier doesn't work as well as it should, which makes it drier. So his skin will be more prone to infections and allergens that can enter the skin more easily, which can make the condition worse. So her daughter-in-law should always use emollient-type washes rather than detergent-type washes, and also use non-biological washing powders. We sell some really nice things in the shop. We sell a Hope's Relief Cream, which was made by a man from Australia who suffered from severe eczema himself. And we've actually just taken on a whole new range called Mugu, which is actually made from milk proteins.
Right.
And mums-to-be really know that about this Mugu. People keep coming in
really?
For it.
Really? Yeah. They've heard of it.
It's all packaged like it's milk. It's right. Really, really cute. And then
it doesn't take long for the things to get around the mum-to-be forums, does it?
Mum's net and mum's things net. Like
that. Yeah. I know all about that from my wife. Yeah.
And then the other thing is it's not entirely known what causes eczema. But there's a really exciting study done at Harvard a little while ago, which actually found that infants with eczema were found to have less variation in their gut flora than babies that without eczema. Mm. So they're doing some studies now that they're showing that if you give babies a probiotic containing a bifidobacterium, it's a specific one called Infantis, and a Lactobacillus rhamnosus, they're actually finding that it does no harm, and the added benefit of it is that the good bacteria help improve gastric health and a dramatic reduction in things like eczema and in infections. And again, these clever mums are actually starting to come in and put their preschool children on a probiotic before they go to school because it stops them getting quite as many infections and skin conditions.
That's really interesting. Yeah. Quite long words there.
Yes, of the names they were of long the words. Different, do you want me to say them again?
Yeah, if you could.
Bifidobacteria infantis and Lactobacillus rhamnosus.
I'm glad I didn't have to say those. Thank you, Linda. And if you'd like any more confidential support with any of your health and health food related questions, the best thing to do is to pop in and see Linda at her shop in the Westminster Arcade in the centre of Harrogate. Thank you so much, Linda, for being here.
Quality Health Food on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.